But right now, he is the man formerly known as Prince. Not to be confused with Harry, formerly known as Prince. So what is going to happen with the royal family? Well, there's a lot of pearl clutching going on as people are closely following that. But I want to look at how Prince Charles has been involved in this climate MacGuffin and with the globalists. He's been one of the central figures in this for quite some time. As one of the mainstream media articles says, while the media wanted to focus on his private life, Charles wanted to speak out about social and spiritual issues. And he's never shied away from airing his views on matters close to his heart. yes, when the king or queen is sworn in, they're sworn in as defenders of the faith. I don't think they're specifically about the Christian faith and the swearing in. That was implied in earlier times, but in terms of what faith he is, nothing at all Christian about Charles's backgrounds and what he values, what he believes. Saying that he talked to his plants, that he shook hands with trees when he planted them, some media labeled him as a crank who would rather be a farmer than a prince. But he's done a lot of really crazy stuff. And one of the craziest things that he's done is to support the climate agenda. He's a very serious-minded man, they said, with a genuine concern for his people. Well, no, he's kind of a one-man MacGuffin in a kilt. kind of fits, I guess. His greatest campaigning cause, they say, and it really is, you know, the one that he is most focused on, is environmentalism as a religion. As a religion. He can now take solace in the fact that the global leaders have come around to his demands, that they address climate change crisis. He has been a lone voice crying in the wilderness for quite a while, saying, tear down every mountain and rip up every road. At the COP26 UN conference in 2021, President Biden praised Charles' leadership, telling him that he got the whole thing going. And Charles's son, William, who is next in line, said he's had a really rough ride on that, and I think he's been proven to be well ahead of the curve. Yes, yes, the problem is that the curve is a lie. The exponential curve that Michael Mann put out there, saying if we continue to use quote-unquote fossil fuels, it's going to increase CO2, and if CO2 goes up, so does the temperature. Well, none of that was true. CO2 use did go up, but the temperature did not rise with it. Their model was complete bunk. Now, going back to 2015 was when I first saw some of the most troubling stuff about Prince Charles. Prior to that, you could dismiss the fact that he's out there prattling on about the environment and Mother Earth and all the rest of this stuff. You could just kind of dismiss this as some kind of virtue signaling elitist, shaking hands with trees, that type of thing. But then it became more serious. In 2015, I realized, and the way I came around to this, was what drove all this was the fact that the Pope put out his climate encyclical. Yes, a doctrinal statement about the green religion. Big warning flag about this Pope, this Jesuit, and this Marxist and what his true inclinations are at the time. So I covered that in detail. And he had, at the time, the author of this climate encyclical was a guy named John Schellenhuber, who had a pretty awful background in terms of pushing depopulation. And so this guy who was a depopulationist was the one that the Pope picked to write his climate encyclical. Now, the connection to Prince Charles was that same guy, John Schellenhuber, who had been hanging around with Prince Charles's Earth League. Look at this, the Earth League. There they are in one of the royal residences. And there's Prince Charles seated right at the center with that large group of people. Not the League of Gentlemen, this the League of Depopulationists, if you will. And so This is back in 2015. And when I started looking at the details of it and started looking at the connections to this radical depopulationist, John Schellenhuber, that was the real concerning thing. And this has not gone away. You know, that was 7 years ago. And January of 2021, Prince Charles announced the Earth Charter. The Earth Charter. What does he mean by that? We'll get back to the Earth League and the various aspects of the Earth League in a moment here. The Earth Charter, they had talked about previously an Earth Constitution. So, in a sense, this Earth Charter is not exactly a hard and fast core. In other words, when they were talking about this back in 2015, Schellenhuber specifically had talked about creating an Earth Constitution, a global council, and a planetary court. There you go. World government in a nutshell. Over the climate MacGuffin. Now, what Charles is currently selling right now is a spin. Well, actually, it's not a spin. It's an inversion, a perversion, if you will, of the Magna Carta. And he calls it the Terra Carta. So the Magna Carta was the big charter of rights that the peers forced upon one of his predecessors and had the king sign it, acknowledging that he was not going to be an absolute ruler, that people had rights. And so now what King Charles, or whatever he calls himself, wants to do is to establish the idea that the earth has rights, that nature has rights, and frankly, that those rights are superior to your rights as a human being. You understand why I call this a perversion, an inversion? And he references that exactly himself. The charter that he calls the Terra Carta, or the Earth Charter, he compares it to the Magna Carta. It is hoped that it will put nature, people, and planet at the heart of global value creation, he says. And it'll outline ways to achieve sustainability, giving nature rights to exist and remain. So they've taken God out of creation. They've taken away rights from mankind and assigned them to this inanimate thing. This is beyond the ludicrous idea of animal rights. Animals don't have rights. They don't have any responsibility. They're not accountable to anyone. Humans are. Humans have been given dominion over God's creation. We are responsible and accountable to him. The animals are responsible and accountable to us. This is an inversion of rights, because these are people who believe that humans don't have freedom, don't have dignity, right? And so what they're going to do is they're going to elevate inanimate objects above us. That's what this is all about. And he's using this Terra Carta to go around and pigeonhole corporations to get them to contribute money to his cause, whatever that is, asking corporations to donate over $7 billion. He's going around to private sector businesses to get them to jump into the ESG game, the environmental societal governance game, pigeonholing them. Pony up, give us some money, you can be part of the club. Same kind of stuff that Klaus Schwab is doing with the UN, bringing in these corporations to support their political agenda. Because currently, without having an Earth Constitution and a planetary council, they don't have a way to raise taxes. So they get the money by going to the wealthy people, the corporations and the billionaires, and getting them to fund this scheme. And, of course, there will be something in it for them on the back end. Prince Charles wrote, "If we consider the legacy of our generation, more than 800 years ago, Magna Carta inspired a belief in the fundamental rights and liberties of people. As we strive to imagine the next 800 years of human progress, the fundamental rights and value of nature must represent a step change in our future of the industry and the future of the economy approach. And he puts future of industry, puts that in quotes, future of the economy, puts that in quotes. They don't care about industry. They don't care about economy. They want a feudal serfdom. Who better to lead us into serfdom than somebody like King Charles, king of the enviro-wacko nuts, anybody who believes this stuff. And of course, they don't believe this stuff. They don't believe that the earth is a sentient being. They don't believe the Gaia theory, but they will use that for their useful idiots who do. So not natural rights. You know, natural rights is what our Constitution is about, that each of us is created by God and endowed with inalienable rights, among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. No, forget about that. Not going to have natural rights. As a matter of fact, Biden hated that. I've mentioned this many times. I'll mention it again right now. The problem that he had with Clarence Thomas in the hearings where they were confirming Thomas for Supreme Court justice way, way back, he was... not coming after Clarence. The left got angry with him because he didn't come after Clarence Thomas so much for the alleged sexual harassment. What a joke that was. The allegations were not even anything serious, especially compared to what has been alleged against Joe Biden. So maybe he decided he didn't want to throw any stones in that glass house. But what he did come after Clarence Thomas for, the thing that he really hated, was the idea that Clarence Thomas supported the idea of natural rights, the fundamental basis of the American experiment, the basis of our Declaration of Independence from the King of Britain. The idea that we have fundamental rights. And let me tell you, if you want to be enslaved to a global king, not just a British King George, but maybe a global King George, if that's what he calls himself, the way that's going to happen is to go through this Terra Carta to make the earth supreme to us, because the earth is not going to rule you. These people will do it in the name of the earth. They will be the advocates for the earth, just like they're the advocates for the animals and so forth. So the fundamental rights and value of nature has to be defended in a charter. As we destroy the fundamental rights and therefore the fundamental value of human beings. Because human beings, according to Gaia theory, we're nothing more than a virus. And you know what happens to viruses, don't you? Well, we've got to try to eradicate that. There are 100 recommendations in the Earth Charter, all of them to save the planet, of course. So he's written this stupid thing, or had somebody write it for him. I'm sure he had somebody like John Schellenhuber write it for him. Yeah, you know, they it's people like the Pope doesn't write his encyclical. He's got John Schellenhuber to write it. So I don't know who wrote his Earth Charter. Prince Charles has been campaigning for more than 50 years for changes to save the planet. The charter could include plans for reforestation. No, we don't have enough trees. Let me tell you how you get more trees and how you get them to grow faster. More CO2. They love CO2. They have to have CO2. They breathe it in. It is mother's milk to them, if you will. Mother Earth milk is CO2. If you're worried about losing trees, it might be because you don't have enough carbon dioxide. You should have more of that stuff. he continues on with the usual nonsense, right? You know you're being scammed when you're told there's no time. Can't think about this. We got to get this vaccine out. You got to buy this thing. Offer good only for today. For the next 24 minutes. Click on this thing and order it, or the price is going to go up significantly. Well, we're all going to die because, as Prince Charles says, time is fast running out, and we are rapidly wiping out through mass extinctions many of nature's treasure trove of species. Timelines for change must be brought forward. This is something the UN, Davos, Prince Charles all agree. The timeline for change must be brought forward to make a transformative shift by the end of the decade. That's 2030, referencing that. So when we go back and we look at what I found 7 years ago, Schellenhuber, the guy connected to the Pope, the guy connected to the man formerly known as Prince Charles, who just call him King Arthur right now. King Arthur and his unicorns. So again, an Earth constitution, a global council, and a planetary court. That was laid out by Schellenhuber. And you know exactly how those things are going to be used. And so how's this going with these guys? Well, he laid out his Earth charter in January 2021, and he already had one sucker on the hook 2 months later, March 2021. Athens became the first city to adopt Charles's Earth charter. More people were encouraged to join, of course. He's called on major cities around the world to set an example and join the drive toward greater sustainability, as Athens has become the first city to adopt his Terra Carta, the Earth Charter. The Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.